This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's a Thursday morning, and everyone can say with me, it's time for Wendy Christine of Integrated Health Solutions. She's a health coach and a wellness practitioner. Always great having her with us. Good morning, Wendy. How goes it?
Good morning, Brad. Good, and you?
I'm all right. I wonder if this check that we do with our hand, just in front of our mouths, we go like this, and then we wave our breath back at ourselves, and then we smell it and hope that it doesn't have a garlic smell. I don't think that's scientifically verified test for whether or not you have garlic breath. But I can tell you for sure that the majority of people last night, in some way, shape, or form, added garlic to their food. We love our garlic.
Yes, garlic is a very popular herb or spice that's added to food. So, and for the most part, it's beneficial, but there certainly are individuals that don't benefit as much from it.
So this is something that I think we need to speak about, because we always see this online and in magazines around certain foods, you know, 7 reasons why coffee is good for you, you know, 10 reasons why you need to add garlic to your diet. And these things are possibly all correct, but we're not all the same. So we don't all metabolize or experience certain foods and drinks exactly the same.
That's very true. And sometimes we don't even realize. We think, you know, oh, but it's so healthy. Everybody says we must have garlic. But for some people, garlic really doesn't work for them. And but you don't necessarily know that. Some people have severe reactions, but and they know it's garlic. But others don't. You know, you have these subtle symptoms that you can't quite pinpoint, and it could potentially be a negative effect of the garlic.
How many of us, Wendy, I suppose this is a rhetorical question, I'm not asking you to shout out a real number, but how many people struggle with everyday health concerns, possibly take medication for it, and have no real idea where it comes from? It's just, oh, I just struggle with this, or this allergy, or I'm usually always gunked up, or whatever. And we don't even realize it could be something in our environment that we need to remove out of our homes, or treat in our homes, or just change some of the foods that we eat. We could actually all enjoy vibrant health. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to.
That's very true. I think, you know, that is just such a common thing. Everybody thinks, well, I have this problem, therefore I obviously need a medication for it. You look to add things to help you feel better, but you don't necessarily look to remove things that could also be potentially aggravating the situation.
So let's talk about garlic. It's hard to believe that some people might have a negative experience, but it clearly is true. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, what is garlic actually? Apart from is it a kind of plant, but there's more to it than that, surely.
It is. It's part of what's known as the allium family. So it incorporates other vegetables and herbs such as onions and shallots and leeks and chives. And it's been used over the centuries for its medicinal properties and also obviously for the flavoring of food. And it's commonly thought to have beneficial impact on cardiovascular health. It works as an antimicrobial, which means it works against bugs in the body and immune function. And then it has anti-cancer properties as well.
So I see people, or I know people, that they, if they're feeling the first sign of, is this a sore throat, is this a cold, or what is it? And then they will just take take cloves of garlic and just chew them and eat them. And
yes.
They have, you know, it works well for them.
Yes. So that is quite a common remedy. People do that quite frequently. And it's not wrong. It certainly does have immune-boosting benefits. But as I said, it doesn't work necessarily for everybody. And then you also land up with with the effect, especially if they're chewing cloves of garlic, that you don't smell too pleasant after that.
No. It's like you have this aura of smell that hovers around you wherever you go. So,
yes.
So what is it inside the garlic actually that's helping us? I mean, there has to be, it's a chemical of some kind, surely.
Yes, so it produces a chemical called allicin, and that's what gives it its beneficial effect. So if you are destroying the garlic, or if it's not optimal, you know, in its optimal state, then you're not going to get the benefit of that chemical allicin.
So let's talk about people then who are struggling with garlic. Is it something else in the garlic? Is it the allicin that they're reacting to? How is it that there are people that are sensitive to garlic?
It's usually the sulfur compounds. And the sulfur compounds are what gives garlic its pungent smell. And some people are sensitive to forms of sulfur. And that is what gives them these type of reactions. So you could get anything from a skin irritation, rashes, hives, headaches. Some people get yeast infections. very common is gastric disturbances, so diarrhea, bloating, flatulence. And then some people experience a hangover effect. You know, you haven't had any alcohol, but you wake up in the morning feeling like you are, you know, really very foggy in your brain. And that can be a result of garlic as well because of the sulfur in it.
So, I mean, I know people who actually have a sulfur allergy, and so when taking certain kinds of medication, cannot take a medication that has sulfur in it. Could it be someone that suffers with a sulfur allergy? Could garlic then cause problems in their bodies?
Garlic could potentially, because it is a sulfurous compound. So it could potentially aggravate if they are sensitive to sulfur already. The sulfur that they are generally allergic to would be a chemical form of sulfur.
I see.
Your garlic and certain foods produce a more natural form of sulfur, but the body still needs to break those sulfur compounds down and detoxify them. Mm. And that doesn't always happen as naturally in everybody as it does in others.
I have a bit of a feeling around our conversation this morning, the majority of people eat garlic because of the way that it tastes in their food and flavors their food.
Yes.
So I think when it comes to the way that we enjoy garlic, we don't often think about it as a health benefit. We think of it as a condiment. And I suppose when we look at it as something that can actually improve our health, we might treat it differently or cook it or prepare it differently.
Yes, I think that's true. And, you know, at the end of the day, we really do want to be consuming foods that have health benefits. We need to look at our food as healthy. So it's not just garlic, it's everything that goes with the meal.
Mm.
So I agree with you. You know, it is, it should form part of a healthy, balanced diet.
So how should we prepare it differently? Because doesn't chopped up garlic oxidize? I mean, often we buy it already pre-minced, and that's easy for us to add to a meal, but then we're not getting any health benefits from it.
Yes. So it is. It does oxidize very quickly. As soon as you start chopping garlic, it starts to oxidize. And so it is very convenient to buy the pre-minced from the store.
Mm.
But it does. It has lost a lot of its benefit because it does oxidize. So we want to avoid that oxidization. You don't want to chop it up too finely. So freshly chopped is best for you to use, or you know, crushed just before you place it in. Like just with a knife, as before you put it into your food.
And what about the garlic in the supermarket that you buy per kilo that's lying there? And you grab a clove that's been lying there for I don't know how long the stuff lies there. How long can garlic survive just out in the open?
Well, that garlic can survive quite a while, as long as it's kept in a dry place. It's well air, you know, it's in a well ventilated place, and as long as it remains in its clove. It can normally last a couple of months.
Oh.
I would say, you know, you can keep your garlic for a number of months. As soon as it starts to dehydrate, dry out, sprout, those are the times where we want to throw it away or plant it in our garden.
Mm. Yep, I've never planted garlic. I feel the urge to do it now, but that's probably the best way to do it because you're getting it as fresh as possible. You're just hauling it right out the soil and then cleaning it up and chopping it up and using it that way.
Yes. So, you know, all of these things, as soon as they start sprouting, they become a plant. And you can certainly put it in your garden and make your own. Grow your own, not make your own.
So, what about, we've spoken about the oxidation that happens when we chop or buy chopped garlic, or if we chop garlic and leave it as chopped because we do that maybe for convenience. What about the garlic press? I mean, that's a useful thing to have. Pop a clove in there, give it a squeeze, and out comes some fresh garlic to add to your meal.
It is very convenient, but it has a more intense flavor. So because you're squeezing it out, you're getting a lot of the juice that goes with it. But it can burn more easily, and it's often very fine when it comes out of that press.
Mm.
So for a garlic press, you use it in a fresh dish. Would probably be best, but if you're cooking it, you're likely to burn it and you will lose its beneficial properties.
Yeah. So a lot of people like to add a lot of garlic. So I think we've moved to a space now where your taste buds will differ and you'll enjoy more garlic than somebody else. You know, we're talking here about its health benefits, so it's best for us to, you know, use it sparingly in food, but what is the best way for us to enjoy its health benefits? I mean, does that mean we have to just be eating it fresh as possible, eating it in a meal? Should we rather be supplementing with something that's got that allicin in it? I mean, what's really best outside of it tastes good and I want to put more on my pizza?
Well, I think it's personal preference. So if it tastes good to you and you enjoy using garlic, then by all means, go ahead and use garlic. Mm. If you suspect that garlic could potentially be causing a problem for you, then remove the garlic and use other herbs and spices.
Yeah.
You can, you know, there are many, many herbs that are available for immune boosting properties, for cardiovascular benefits, all of those things. So you don't have to go for garlic. Garlic is not the go-to or the only one that's available.
Mm.
So, again, I think it's dependent on the person. People are individuals. Some respond better to garlic and others respond better to another herb. So I really think it depends on what is your personal preference. I think garlic in moderation generally is a good idea, purely because it doesn't have any more of a health benefit if you have a whole tablespoon of it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if you just use a teaspoon or so in cooking, it doesn't have to overpower your dish to be beneficial. So I think that's it. You know, just work out what's good for you. How does it? How do you feel after you've had garlic? And if you do have a problem with sulfur, you could perhaps even look at using some mineral support to help your body detoxify that garlic so that you can still enjoy the health benefits.
Yeah, I'd love to know if there's anyone listening this morning that says, yes, that's totally me. I mean, I used to have garlic. It gave me this certain experience. It wasn't so good. Removed it from my diet. I'm much better. This is the intolerance I had. I'd be quite curious. I don't know personally of anybody, but obviously it's a thing. I'd love to hear if there's someone listening. You can send us a WhatsApp on 081-7291-657. Wendy Christine, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We always enjoy it on a Thursday. That's Wendy Christine. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner. You can contact her at Integrated Health Solution. Wendy, thanks so much. Have yourself a good Thursday.
Thank you so much, Brad. You too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.